15 ballots to his home. And so we have clearly many loose ballots, which people have been very worried about. And when we complain about it, we're told the signature system is just the gold standard. There's no way on earth that an improper voter can make you through. Well, what's the actual system? The actual system is that 99% of signatures are going through in Clark County. Hundreds of thousands of votes are just flying through this system, and we have no ability to observe a single one of those matches. Think about that. Think about that. They are counting these ballots without any supervision. And it's very, very troubling. We're pushing for transparency, and we look forward to the day when we get to actually see these signature matches. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind, this is what I covered in the national press conference this morning, there is no doubt in my mind that there are thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of improper signature matches. And that shouldn't surprise anyone. If we end up with 600,000 mail-in ballots, your listeners can do their own math. 10% of problem of signatures, that's 60,000 voters. And you can work your way down. And I think everybody would understand that in a new system with very unclean rolls, you know, we have no, we have very improper management of these rolls, that we're going to have a very large percentage of bad signatures. Yet this system continues just to push them all through.
Again, Adam Laxalt joining us. He is the Nevada co-chair for the Trump 2020 reelect. What are you asking a judge to do? Are you asking for a ballot by ballot review of some of these ballots that you contend are illegal?
This gets very complicated, depending on what stage you are. But for now, we're asking the judge, that we will be asking for them to stop the current counting of illegal voters and to stop the separation of ballots from the envelope so that the evidence can be preserved. We're going to do that in federal court. Now, down the road a little bit, once we actually are able to see all of these things, if we get into an election contest type situation, that's when we'd be bringing up some of these other things.
Now, the president currently trails Joe Biden, at least with the ballots that are in and that have been counted, by 11,000 votes. He trails by 11,000 votes. Is it possible that you could end up getting, you know, a relief of 10,000 ballots, but still be 1,100 short?
Well, look, it's a lot of ballots out, and I think anybody that tells you they know how those ballots are going to break are just guessing. The bottom line is, as we know, early mail skewed heavily towards Biden, but late voters skewed heavily towards the president. And so we basically have a lot of voters that voted on Election Day. They carried ballots to the polls, and many of them to turn them in and vote in person. They experienced long lines in Clark County due to all of their technical issues. And they were encouraged to just hand over their ballot, and then they could go home. And so no one really knows, are those our voters or are those their voters that turned in a lot of mail on Election Day? But we certainly have reason to be hopeful that those were our voters and that that block could break our direction.
Would you go so far as to ask a judge to redo the state election?
Well, look. That would be the ultimate step at the end of this process. For now, we're still in the counting ballot process. We still have a live election. We are simply asking a judge to stop this counting until they figure out a better way to not allow illegal voters to go in. And I leave your listeners with this. Once the ballot is separated from the envelope, it's counted. It's gone. And I think people are just stunned by that. You know, you switch to a mail-in election, and even if you figure out after the fact that somebody absolutely did not sign an envelope and mail their ballot in, you can't retrieve that actual vote. You can't find who they voted for. And so they've created a real mousetrap here, and it's one that greatly favors their system that they've built, and it's very hard to challenge. But we're certainly hoping that a federal judge will grant us relief.
In 30 seconds, how quickly can you get in front of a federal judge? You file this afternoon. Is it a day, 2 days? Is it a week before you can actually be in front of a judge?
It ends up being how quickly the judge takes it. And so we'll be filing no later than this evening. And, in theory, the judge can take it up in an hour. But I think more likely the judge would take it up, tomorrow morning.
Very good. Adam, thanks so much. Keep fighting the good fight and get some sleep when you can.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
There you go. Adam Laxalt joining us, Nevada co-chair for the Trump 2020 reelect. He is scheduled to be on tomorrow with Heidi Harris between 6 and 9 a.m., so be listening to that. Just a reminder, short show today because we got Niners and the Packers. NFL Thursday Night Football. So we'll be leaving you at 5 o'clock and then the Packers and the Niners. Stay where you are as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And we're coming up on 3:36 right now, and we do have a couple of crashes working on area freeways. 250 westbound, the Pecos southbound off-ramp is blocked there on the right side. Also, a crash US 95 south, that's after Cheyenne. It's affecting the two center lanes there. Also, some congestion as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Spring Mountain, northbound at Desert Inn. Those lane restrictions continue on the 15 up in North Las Vegas, both directions between Cheyenne and Craig, and that work is going to be going on for some time. Also, construction, Interstate 15 North at Lamb. Those are 24/7 lane closures until next year.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Good news on the injury front for the Raiders as rookie cornerback Damon Arnett has returned to practice. It's not a for sure deal that he's going to be able to play on Sunday against the Chargers, but it's looking more and more likely. The bigger question mark is on at the offensive line, where right tackle Trent Brown and left guard Richie Incognito continuing to miss practice. Mountain West football have two games coming up tonight. Nevada is hosting Utah State, and Wyoming goes to Colorado State. UNLV, they are set to play on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. Looking for their first win of the season, they play host to Fresno State. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a 2-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, the President of the United States is going to speak to the nation. We're not sure what he's going to have to say, but when we see John Roberts in the briefing room at the White House, we know that this... that this is going to be a big deal. I want you to hear, though, from Ken Starr. If you don't remember Ken Starr, former special counsel, Joe Gloria has been criticized a lot. But according to Ken Starr, Joe Gloria was essentially giving us essentially what the state legislature wanted. This is Ken Starr. It's cut one. And this was Ken Starr earlier this morning on Fox News Channel.
I know that there are some legalities now in Clark County that the Trump campaign is looking at. Welcome to the program, by the way. Your top line thoughts on what's legally happening in Nevada?
It sounds to me as if that the process is unfolding. I very much liked it that the official kept referring to state law, and that's exactly right, because what is going to be at issue in other states is the failure to abide by state law or riding roughshod over the fundamental constitutional requirement that the legislature of the state is the boss. So it's comforting to hear his view that there's no voter fraud. We will obviously have to see. Those are charges that you shouldn't make lightly.
And you shouldn't. Now, Joe Gloria, I find this interesting. He is concerned about the safety of him and his staff, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. There is a movement to go down to the building and protest and get them to stop the counting. And folks on the other side want to keep the counting going. We'll talk about that. We are way behind because Adam Laxalt kind of surprised us. He was supposed to be on 3:35, and he called it 3:25. But we put him on because, you know, he's got a lot of national commitments as well. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this abbreviated edition. Don't forget, we got Packers and Niners coming up at 5 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Valley License, 4894-4716-42.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamyl lactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Met License, 48944-71642.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, let's go to the President of the United States at the White House. He's getting ready to speak to the nation and to the White House press corps.
A very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers. And the pollsters got it knowingly wrong. They got it knowingly wrong. We had polls that were so ridiculous, and everybody knew it at the time. There was no blue wave that they predicted. They thought there was going to be a big blue wave. That was false. That was done for suppression reasons. But instead, there was a big red wave, and it's been properly acknowledged, actually, by the media. They were, I think, very impressed, but that was after the fact. That doesn't do us any good. We kept the Senate despite having twice as many seats to defend as Democrats. And in a really much more competitive states, we did a fantastic job with the Senate. I think we're very proud of what's happened there. We had many more seats to defend. They spent almost $200 million on Senate races in South Carolina and Kentucky alone, two races, and hundreds of millions of dollars overall against us. At the national level, our opponents' major donors were Wall Street bankers and special interests. Our major donors were police officers, farmers, everyday citizens. Yet for the first time ever, we lost zero races in the House. I was talking to Kevin McCarthy today. He said he couldn't believe it. Zero races. Very unusual thing. Zero. And actually won many new seats with, I think, many more on the way. This was also the year of the Republican woman. More Republican women were elected to Congress than ever before. That's a great achievement. I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino, African-American, Asian-American, and Native American voters, the largest ever in our history. We grew our party by 4 million voters, the greatest turnout in Republican Party history. Democrats are the party of the big donors, the big media, the big tech, it seems, and Republicans have become the party of the American worker, and that's what's happened. And we're also, I believe, the party of inclusion. As everyone now recognizes, media polling was election interference in the truest sense of that word by powerful special interests. These really phony polls, I have to call them phony polls, fake polls, were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden, and diminish Republicans' ability to raise funds. They were what's called suppression polls. Everyone knows that now. And it's never been used to the extent that it's been used on this last election. To highlight just a few examples, the day before election, Quinnipiac, which was wrong on every occasion that I know of, had Joe Biden up by 5 points in Florida, and they were off by 8.4 points, and I won Florida easily. Easily. So they had me losing Florida by a lot, and I ended up winning Florida by a lot. Other than that, they were very accurate. They had him up 4 points in Ohio, and they were up by 12.2 points. And I also won Ohio, great state of Ohio, very easily. And the Washington Post said Biden up 17 points in Wisconsin, and it was basically even. They were up by about 17 points, and they knew that. They're not stupid people. They knew that. Suppression. There are now only a few states yet to be decided in the presidential race. The voting apparatus of those states are run in all cases by Democrats. We were winning in all the key locations by a lot, actually, and then our numbers started miraculously getting whittled away in secret. And they wouldn't allow legally permissible observers. We went to court in a couple of instances, and we were able to get the observers put in. And when the observers got there, they wanted them 60, 70 feet away, 80 feet, 100 feet away, or outside the building to observe people inside the building. And we won a case, a big case, and we have others happening. There are lots of litigation, even beyond our litigation. There's tremendous amount of litigation generally because of how unfair this process was. And I predicted that. I've been talking about mail-in voting for a long time. It's really destroyed our system. It's a corrupt system. And it makes people corrupt even if they aren't by nature. But they become corrupt. It's too easy. They want to find out how many votes they need, and then they seem to be able to find them. They wait and wait, and then they find them. And you see that on election night. We were ahead in vote in North Carolina by a lot, tremendous number of votes. And we're still ahead by a lot, but not as many. Because
That's the President of the United States at the White House live here on AM 670 KMCQ. We'll come back. We'll try and bring you a little bit more of the President and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go back to the President of the United States right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
They should be proud of it. Instead, they're trying, obviously, to commit fraud. There's no question about that. In Philadelphia, observers have been kept far away. Very far away, so far that people are using binoculars to try and see, and there's been tremendous problems caused. They put paper on all of the windows so you can't see in, and the people that are banned are very unhappy and become somewhat violent. The 11th Circuit ruled that in Georgia the votes have been in by Election Day, that they should be in by Election Day, and they weren't. Votes are coming in after Election Day. And they had a ruling already that you have to have the votes in by Election Day. To the best of my knowledge, votes should be in by Election Day. And they didn't do that. Democrat officials never believed they could win this election, honestly. I really believe that. That's why they did the mail-in ballots, where there's tremendous corruption and fraud going on. That's why they mailed out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots without any verification measures whatsoever. And I've told everybody that these things would happen because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out.
That's the President of the United States from the White House, the White House press room. And, the President predicted this, and it has all come to pass. Now the question is, can he battle back and win? We'll continue. Stay right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sing
I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come